From a practical perspective, you said any time gap. So that means a woman comes in 5, 10 years after tamoxifen, you'll consider it?
This analysis doesn't look 10 years after, but the overarching conclusion from this analysis and from a study that the French performed some time ago where tamoxifen was introduced late as adjuvant therapy suggests that hormone-dependent breast cancer is vulnerable to anti-estrogen therapy. And in fact, the longer a woman goes in follow-up free of recurrence, the more likely she is to have a hormone-dependent recurrence. So the kind of bad actors, if you like, tend to have the early recurrences. And there's exquisite sensitivity to anti-estrogen therapy the later a woman is in follow-up, and it becomes a cost-benefit decision for the woman.
And I guess the issue is, too, trying to somehow estimate the risk of relapse with not data for every possible situation. I don't know how often it happens, George, that somebody comes in who has sort of a remote history of having taken tamoxifen 5, 10, 15 years ago. How do you approach those patients?
Well, it certainly happens often enough. I mean, we certainly have many patients, for instance, who received adjuvant hormonal therapy as a premenopausal woman who is now postmenopausal. And so the question routinely comes up in that population of women. And we certainly have enough, if you will, legacy patients from the pre-AI days who still show up in our clinics fairly far out. So those patients certainly exist, and they're fairly common. I think the biology here is, I must say, what fascinates me about Paul's analysis and previous analyses. If you go back to Tom Safner's data from the 90s, we certainly have relatively convincing evidence that most of our highly proliferative tumors, say the, what we now call triple negative tumors, a term that didn't exist in the 90s, that those tumors tend to relapse relatively rapidly. And most women who hit year 5 or year 6 are probably going to have a pretty good prognosis. But I'd also say we have compelling evidence of continuing late relapse in women who have estrogen receptor positive disease. I think Paul's data and data like Tom Safner's data raises the question of whether or not estrogen receptor positive disease should be thought of in the same way as we think of diabetes with insulin. In essence, something where inevitably, eventually, we are going to be performing estrogen suppression for the rest of the life in a woman who we consider to be substantially high risk. I don't think the data is there yet, but I think it's certainly pointing that direction.